President Biden did something tonight that he's only done one other time during his presidency. He sat behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office and gave a primetime address to the nation, trying to convince Americans, including lawmakers in Congress, that the U.S. should spend billions of dollars more to back two overseas allies.
I know these conflicts can seem far away, and it's natural to ask, why does this matter to America? So let me share with you why making sure Israel and Ukraine succeed is vital for America's national security. You know, history has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction.
This speech comes right on the heels of a whirlwind trip that Biden made just yesterday to Tel Aviv. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid has been watching all of this and joins us now. Hi, Asma.
Hi, good to be with you.
Good to have you. Okay, so what stood out for you tonight from this truly rare Oval Office address?
Mm-hmm. You know, there was one big message, Elsa, that the president was trying to convey that stood out to me, and that is that he was trying to link the conflict in Ukraine with Israel's fight against Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it.
Biden said that they both need to be held accountable because otherwise bad actors would feel emboldened in, say, the Indo-Pacific, but especially, he said, in the Middle East, and he was referring there to Iran. You know, Elsa, this was a pitch to the public, but it was also very clearly a pitch to lawmakers because the president needs billions of dollars, as you said, more from Congress to support these allies.
Right. Okay, well, another part of Biden's message was directed solely at Americans. It had nothing to do with funding. It was instead about what's happening here at home after the attack in Israel, with a rise here in both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. What did you make of that part of Biden's remarks?
You know, it was striking, in part because he spent such a sizable portion of his speech trying to appeal to Americans to be their better selves. He said that there is too much hate, and he asked Americans to denounce both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. And he, in fact, specifically mentioned the murder recently of a Palestinian-American boy outside Chicago. He cited him by name twice. Mm-hmm. And he said that people ought to have the right to disagree without being targeted. I will also say, Elsa, that even at the White House, there have been plans to hold these listening sessions with Jewish and Arab and Muslim staff because there has been internal consternation and some internal tension around these issues.
Interesting. Why do you think the White House felt that Biden needed to give this speech right now?
You know, it is a critical time. I will say, as the invasion of Ukraine has continued on now for more than a year and a half, polls show that support for this conflict, for the Ukraine-Russia war, that support has waned, and it is particularly weak amongst GOP voters. I'm sure you've heard some Republican lawmakers, they have been vocally opposing more aid for Ukraine. They say they want to know what the end goal in this war is. And then when it comes to Israel, within the Democratic Party, on the president's left flank of the Democratic Party, there are humanitarian concerns about Israel's response to the Hamas terror attacks and what may happen to civilians in the Gaza Strip who've not had access to water, food, or medicine. The president said that he has helped broker a deal to get some limited aid in via Egypt, but it's not, you know, really clear how widespread the devastation could be once Israel's ground invasion begins.
So Biden is seeking more money for these different priorities. Mm-hmm. How much money are we talking here?
He said that we will find out tomorrow. I will say it will be big. Biden said that he is asking for a, quote, unprecedented military package for Israel. And he made a pitch, you probably recall, for Ukraine funding earlier this year, but it was not successful. So here he is trying again now this week, asking for billions of dollars more, and he's trying to do it, get it through Congress by linking that Ukraine funding with money for Israel.
Congress that still has no Speaker of the House. Indeed. That is NPR's Asma Khalid. Thank you so much, Asma.
My pleasure.